on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent. It's only the 15th of April and already we're seeing budget stories. Let's hope it's not going to be the budget every single day between now and October, or we'll all be absolutely sick of it. There was a bit of budget talk in the papers over the weekend, and Monday morning the budget's on the front page of the Indo. A personal tax package worth around €1,200 per person is now expected to be included in the next budget. Child benefit will go up by a tenner. The pension will increase by at least €12. This seems to be that the cabinet is going to open up the purse strings ahead of a general election. But Taoiseach Micheál Martin is denying that the potential giveaways are an attempt to throw money at the electorate ahead of any general election that's coming. But the papers say that they are actually going to open up the purse strings and spend a lot of money to try and convince you to vote for them. So the latest is a €1,200 tax back for the average worker. That'll all be thrashed out every single day between now and October, you would fear. The Irish Times on the front page says that there have been large increases in healthcare funding and staffing in recent years, but that hasn't been matched by a similar level of activity in Ireland's hospital. The data is expected to be used by the government to make the case for addressing productivity challenges. The report, drawn up by personnel in the Irish Government in Economic Evaluation Service and the Department of Health, say that the health budget has risen from £13.7 billion in 2014 to £22.8 billion this year, and more than 50,000 additional healthcare staff have been employed. However, the analysis shows the large divergence present in all sites between the expenditure and workforce provided relative to the growth in either separate activity metrics or composite activity. Reading between the lines, we're given lots of money, we're given lots of staff, we're not seeing the same amount of work or the same productivity. Elsewhere, the Newstalk Breakfast are going to be talking about this. If you're an EV driver in Dublin, electric car owners, this is the front of the Irish Times, who do not have on-street parking, could find themselves in conflict with Dublin City Council's planners if they erect new overhead charging arms outside their homes. So obviously it's great having an electric vehicle, but can you charge it? And particularly in Dublin, not everyone lives directly outside their driveway, you know, that they can park their car outside where they live and charge up. So some drivers are putting in charging arms, but they actually require planning permission. Electric vehicle owners without driveways have largely been reliant on public charging points. However, there is a Dutch product that projects a charging cable over a footpath about 2.3 metres high. So it sort of reaches over onto the footpath and charges your car. But the council says that you're going to need planning permission. Dublin City Council say such structures require planning permission because they're a permanent structure to the front of the house, and also you would need consent from the council's environment and transportation department. So it may not be the solution that people were hoping for if you want to go electric in Dublin. The Irish Daily Star has an interview with Taoiseach Simon Harris today, and he has vowed to bring down the Kinahan cartel. So going where others have failed, he says, I fully support the Gardaí's work to bring these criminals to justice. And apparently the DEA in the US expects to move against the cartel soon. So the headline on the front of the Star is, we will bring Kinahans to justice. We'll see what happens, both in Ireland and indeed in the US with the DEA there. Obviously, what happened with Iran and Israel over the weekend dominates a lot of the front pages. The Irish Daily Mail, it's time the world faces evil empire of Tehran. Israel last night vowed to exact a price from Iran in revenge for its missile and drone attack. Extraordinary. Saturday night, I don't usually spend my Saturday night watching Sky News. I don't know about you, but I was glued to the TV screen and in real time seeing these drones arrive into Israel. And obviously now the Israelis want to respond. We heard in the news that Joe Biden is saying, take the win. You know, people didn't die. There wasn't widespread destruction. Take the win. Please don't retaliate. But Israel, apparently the security cabinet there, very keen to respond and I suppose show their power. The Irish Daily Mirror, step back from brink. Iran was last night warned by G7 leaders its Israel attack has put the region on the brink of war. Benjamin Netanyahu, was also urged to show restraint by Joe Biden, who said, think carefully as tensions grow, but an Israeli minister says Iran will pay the price. Front of the Irish Examiner, Simon Harris has been urged to rush through legislation that would stop families of the victims of some of the country's worst criminals from being put through traumatic parole hearings for at least 20 years. A number of families coming together saying we need new laws on parole reform in Ireland. Also an interview with Bertie Ahern in the Irish Examiner, where he says that he's casting doubt over Fine Gael, saying that they will not enter government with Sinn Féin. Bertie Ahern says, don't mind them, take it with a pinch of salt. And you should always take it with a pinch of salt what people say ahead of a general election. The former Taoiseach told the Examiner, I remember John Bruton was in the election with Pronchis de Rossa. He said, well, the one thing that's certain is the Democratic left won't be part of the government. And then the election comes and they are parties in government. So Bertie says, don't mind what Sinn Féin, or sorry, what Fine Gael have to say about Sinn Féin. Big meeting happening today. We're getting details now of Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Road Safety Authority. That's going to happen to address the carnage on Irish roads. So the Taoiseach will hold a meeting with the RSA officials and ministers to consider the increase in road deaths this year. It looks like, according to the Indo, is on course to prove the most lethal for traffic fatalities in 15 years. So far this year, 63 people have died on our roads, and the death toll climbing by an alarming 31% compared with the same period in 2023. So the RSA are going to be hauled in, and then the government's Road Safety Ministerial Committee is going to meet in the coming weeks. Of course, Simon Harris, before he even became Taoiseach, was saying that when he becomes Taoiseach, he was making road safety a priority. The Irish Examiner, if you're a Daniel O'Donnell fan, unfortunately more of them are getting targeted by scammers. And I suppose it's to do with his fans, and scammers think that maybe they have a few quid and maybe they might be susceptible to some of these scams. But unfortunately, according to the Examiner, Daniel O'Donnell says that he's being targeted on a daily basis, or rather his fans are being targeted, and he's issued an urgent new warning to his army of followers after it was revealed his fans are being duped by fraudsters on an almost daily basis. The veteran singer has, of course, been a prime target for many years from criminals trying to cash in on his huge fan base. There's WhatsApp messages flying around. Daniel would never send messages on any of these apps like WhatsApp and Messenger asking for money. So really, they need to get the word out there that these are fraudsters. And we do need to see a greater crackdown on all the fraud that's going on and all the scamming that's going on in Ireland. Pope Francis doesn't watch the telly. According to the Irish Daily Star, he slapped himself with a ban from watching TV after he came across a smutty show on The Box. The pontiff said the offending content proved to be so bad for his heart that he hasn't watched television for 35 years. It was July 15th, 1990. Some scenes of an adult nature were being shown, not good for the heart, and he hasn't watched television since, is what we're told in The Star. And final story for you comes from The Sun. Barbie is now going to be a sauce. Heinz and Barbie teaming up to create a classic barbecue sauce. It's going, of course, to be pink. Heinz has a run of 5,000 bottles available online from today if you want Barbie sauce from Heinz. Tesco will also stock them from tomorrow, made with beetroot extract, and they'll go on sale in other supermarkets in May. Apparently, they're obviously aware of how popular the film was. After seeing the reaction, we knew we had to make it a reality, according to Heinz. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.